All right, it's Monday, January the 5th, 2015, and this is the BBS call arranged by Win3. As usually, this is a cast with a conference call. We are early on the air, 4 minutes early. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Every time you hear a ding, as you just did, there's somebody else joining in. I welcome that person. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Martha Spokane.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it.
Great.
Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thank you.
Maryland, good evening. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, doing fine.
Hello to everybody who came in.
Hello. Somebody else joined in?
I was saying hello to everybody who came in.
Who's that?
Donna.
Who said that?
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Does everybody know that it's a full moon tonight?
Oh!
The next caller, please say your name and location.
It's the eclipse.
Lips.
Great.
Oh.
We had somebody else join in a minute ago. We welcome you if you want. Please say
Terry,
your name. Did I hear Terry?
It's Carrie with a K in California.
Carrie from California, yes. Welcome to the call. I think you live nearby. I live in Magalia, near Chico.
Oh, yes, I'm right by you.
All right. Welcome to the call, Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Kathleen.
Good evening, Kathleen, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Great. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is LK from Aurora Seco, New Mexico.
Welcome to the call. I'm glad you're keep on returning.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry from Dallas. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
And more people have joined in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Good evening to you, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
Thank you for being here. Welcome
Hello,
to the call.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, I welcome you. If you want to please say your name and location.
Rick from Iowa City.
Good evening, Rick. Welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. It's really
right.
Getting a snowstorm here, yeah.
Yes, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
The next caller came in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
John in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Lorenzo, New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Hello, Don. And who is it from New Mexico?
Lorenzo Hubble in New Mexico.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. And the next caller, please say your name and location.
This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being here. The next caller, I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Vasilia, California.
All right. What's your name from California?
George. Sorry.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see.
Hello, Heiss.
Hello, welcome to the call. Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, well, and Happy New Year. I think you can still say that until about the 15th, and after that, it's a fine.
Did you get the email from Wynn?
I have not seen it yet, no. And he's not here yet either. I welcome the next caller. Yeah, here we go. Yes. The email came in. It's regarding Dr. Kathleen. Is this the Kathleen on the call with us?
That's correct.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Welcome back,
Kathleen.
Thank you.
Kathleen, is that one of our pendants you're wearing?
Is that what?
One of our pendants you're wearing in the picture here?
I don't think so. Even though I often wear those pendants, I have another pendant that I promote that have sacred medallions on them. But I love Wynn's pendants.
Is that your own brand pendant?
Yes. It comes from India.
Okay.
We had paid you before and that for that workshop. Can he still call you?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I wanted to get a hold of you, and I haven't been able to.
Oh.
Since the subject was broached, this is Michael, and I emailed, and I don't know whether it went through or not, but I'll call just to let you know.
Oh, we'll do again. You know, things got a little hairy for a while there, but I did answer a lot of them. And just didn't get to all of them.
No problem. I'll give you a call, but thank you.
That'd be
great. It's Carolyn, Alberta.
So, Dr. Rosenblatt, your last name is German, correct?
That's correct. Roseleaf or Rosebud.
Leaf, yes.
My married name, but...
All right, all right. But you're the Rose, right? And the last leaf.
Yes, my maiden name is Ferrick, so it's kind of iron rosebud, kind of like steel magnolia.
Beautiful.
So where are you located?
I'm
where
in Los
located,
Angeles.
Is Wynn there? Yeah,
I'm in Los Angeles. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. The website's not working at all. Well, conference.townsend-radio.com. Anyone who's not aware of the bbsradio.com is never going to be able to find us because the website's almost completely down. Only part of it works, and that's the only way I was able to get here is by remembering bbsradio.com. Other than that, his main website doesn't show how to get to here.
Don't panic.
No panic.
John, losing lots and lots of listeners. That's the problem.
You're talking to the wrong people. You're talking to the people that found it.
Yeah, your website's not working right.
Yeah.
Wynn, you got to put bbsradio.com on top of your website because no one's ever going to find you where you are right now. I mean, no one ever.
Okay. Well, thank you, John.
You got to do that, Wynn.
Wynn, you got to put BBS Radio
on. Okay, see, we are live on BBS. I just checked, so things are good.
Okay. All right. John, I'll talk to you after the call, okay? And,
Wynn, you sound very hollow. Hold on.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Right. Think again,
okay,
Wynn.
Am I better now? Is this better?
Better now, yes.
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
You sound okay.
I sound okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. Everybody get ready with your health questions. BBS, let me see. If anyone wants to call BBS who's listening on the internet in case they accidentally found us. BBSradio.com. You can call up on BBS. And we will take your calls. But we didn't start yet. Here it is. Let's see here. Here we go. Call in live on station 2. Here's the phone number. 888-429-5471 888-429-5471 And
Wynn,
you know, let me start.
Wynn, hold on. It sounds kind of poor. Can you dial in with your phone?
Can I do what?
Can you dial in with your cell phone? This is kind of poor over the Skype.
It's probably. Let me try something here. Okay. Oh, hang on.
I tried to dial in with a cell phone, and it took me 5 minutes
Do I hear Terry Brown?
Yes, you do.
How are you doing, my wonderful sister?
Good.
I couldn't get in on the regular line. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in for 5 minutes.
Uh huh.
This conference is being recorded.
Can you hear me now, guys?
Yes.
It's okay. But you started the recording.
Just this. This is January 5th, 2015. Winfrey in Sedona, Terry Brown, Hives in Magalia, and Dr. Kathleen Rosenblatt in Los Angeles. And this is the second time we have brought Dr. Kathleen as a guest, and she had a great response last time. Just a little bit of background. Kathleen is a pioneer in alternative therapies. She is the person that opened the first acupuncturist clinic in the country in UCLA. And was that in 1975, Kathleen?
1973.
Well, I was almost right. And, of course, we know that acupuncture has become pretty widespread, and it's licensed. But I don't think when you started it was licensed, was it?
Oh, no, no. We helped pass, my husband, Stephen, helped pass licensing in the first five states, Nevada, Oregon, California, Massachusetts, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So he was instrumental in getting it passed in those states first.
And then you studied all kinds of alternative stuff. You studied, you're a doctor of Oriental medicine, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I got that right?
Yes, and homeopathy.
And so you have a very broad spectrum of alternative things that work for people. And, of course, your husband is a medical doctor, right? So
yes, that's
Between the two of you, you've got all the bases covered, right?
That's correct.
Now tell me, does Stephen like alternative things or regular medicine?
He was an acupuncturist for 20 years, and then at age 42 decided to go to medical school. So we left the country. We went to the Caribbean for 2 years. We got wiped out by Hurricane Hugo. But then bounced back to the Caribbean, to Grenada, where he finished his first 2 years. And then we had 2 years in England, in Bath, England, for his clinical studies. And then he did his residency in Kaiser Riverside, California.
Mm-hmm.
So he became a doctor just at the moment when doctors were suddenly screwed by the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, when doctors are now dictated to as far as what they can do, even conventional doctors are told when and when not they can do surgery, you know, and which drug to use, which brand of the drug to use. You know? So he was very disappointed to become a doctor at that moment in the mid-90s when everything changed.
The next time we have you on, if I give you more notice than I did today...
more than half an hour?
Right. You could see that Stephen wants to join you. I don't know if he likes doing things together. And see if he wants to offer things from his side of everything. Mm-hmm. Do you guys always agree on all your therapies?
Say that again? What was your question?
Stephen, do you and Stephen always agree?
Oh, not completely. No, not entirely, but mostly.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Okay. All right. Well, what we want to do tonight is, first of all, we're starting the new year, and Kathleen had suggested, why don't we start off talking about what people can do in the new year for their health. And let me say that Kathleen is not completely aware of our work, although I take her to be a very old soul. I have been aware of her for quite a few years. Even I was aware of her before I was even talking to the Elohim. And I remember she was always doing some kind of meeting at her house and inviting people over, some of it for political things, some of it, you know, alternative political things, I should say, and some of it for presenting people who were radical healers. And I used to be on somebody's email list that would send me those things. And so for years I thought she was, wow, she's a big celebrity in Los Angeles. And now here she is. She's my guest. And I know from all the things she was doing that she has a fierce dedication to service, like no one I've ever, I won't say like no one I've ever met, but certainly at a very high level of people that I've met. I know she has done a lot of pro bono work. I know she does lots and lots of things that are volunteer that she doesn't make money on. And at the same time, she's been maintaining an alternative medical practice in Los Angeles and probably treated thousands of people. So she has a really broad spectrum. People that have done that and that have had lots of people have a very broad spectrum of what works and what doesn't, because they've watched it with their patients. And she wanted to start tonight to just talk about getting started with 2015 and probably on how to supercharge your health. And probably also, I would say, this is an extremely important time to build a strong immune system. Because if you have a strong immune system, you know, there's a lot of people that are speculating that there could be some kind of, virus attack, Ebola attack. Sometimes it may be artificially produced, but it doesn't matter. Because if you have a strong immune system, you can resist those things. They won't get into you. And if you don't have a strong immune system, you're vulnerable. So, Kathleen, give us a few tips of what people can do to boost up their health right now.
Well, I would say starting at the top, which is the very top part of the brain, our most brilliant part of our cerebrum, I think that's the first place to start, because our minds are so chattering all the time. We can't even stop the chatter in our brain all the time, and it's very, very tough. But if we can try to start every day with at least this one thought, that I have just moved 25 million miles away from where I was yesterday. Now, when we talk about going on vacation, you know, going 100 miles away or 200 miles away, and we feel so different, try to feel the subtle difference, because it's obviously pretty subtle because we don't normally notice it, from just yesterday, that if we could feel the subtlety of every day's change being 25 million miles away, in other words, the whole galaxy is moving. So forget the movements, you know, the spinning planet or the planet around the sun. That's like a little fly. That's like a little gnat flying around a fly flying around somebody sitting in a car going down a highway. And then the whole highway is moving. I mean, that's how far we're the little gnat. You know, we're buzzing around the car. Meanwhile, the car is going off. You know, the sun is traveling through the galaxy, and the whole galaxy is moving. So this is physical stuff. There's no belief here. We don't have to suspend our belief to understand this. This is a fact. So if we could just remember this fact every day, this is for atheists. This is for people that have no beliefs or no connection to something more spiritual or finer. This is just the fact of our existence. That alone could make such a huge difference in letting us detach from all the little stories we get so attached to in our life, all the little issues of, you know, how, why did he say that to me, and how dare she say that to me, and, you know, and he cut me off, and I'm not getting the raise I deserve, and they're talking about me behind my back, and all these little things that go on in our head all the time. If we could just remember what you know, how magnificent the universe is, and it's real. It's not a metaphysical issue. It's a physical thing, so that we could get our head on straight and a little bit less petty. You know, instead of spending our day feeling petty about this and that, or being the victim of pettiness, just like, who cares what they said about me? So that would be my first thing, because that alone, in other words, it's the stress, and it's where we spend our time in our brain that determines so much of how we are. The stress chemicals govern our health. You know, the constant wasting of adrenaline on issues and rushing and trying to catch up, and that is the huge, that's like the 80% of our health is what we're thinking and how we're spending our emotional pennies, you know. So if we could just get much looser and much more relaxed and start to enjoy, I mean, we're watching the economy continue to crumble. We're watching the most ridiculous human beings running the planet. So everything is so crazy. And a lot of people are predicting that this year is going to be just as crazy as last year, that we've got to really relax and just watch the show and do what we can, you know, pitch in and help where we can, but, like, not be uptight and upset about it all. Just stay really calm, because I think in the end things are really going to resolve and they're going to be better than ever, even though it's going to be different than before. But it's going to be better if we can take stock of our own emotional and mental life and calm our whole barometer down so that we can handle the things that are coming. Amen.
Well, that is excellent. And it's like, the worst thing that can happen, guys, is that you'll die. And you know what? Since that's going to happen anyway, just...
Well, Carlos Castaneda, dying, the death is the most exciting thing you'll ever do in your life. Carlos Castaneda says that. I always remember that.
Once you reconcile that, there was a lady I met that was in his first classes. Who was that? I can't remember. For those of you who don't know, Carlos Castaneda wrote a series of books, which I read in the 60s or 70s, in that area?
In the 60s especially, yes.
Yeah, one of my early books on I don't know if you call it metaphysics, but certain shamanism. He was a Yaqui Indian medicine man. And he had taken under his tutelage a Berkeley anthropologist who ended up becoming, you know, started out studying him and ended up kind of becoming his disciple, and wrote a series of about 10 books on this. And it was called Don Juan. That was the Yaqui name. That was the Indian. And
yeah, they were brilliant books, really, really brilliant books. Sometimes just a single paragraph would be enough to really meditate on, or a single sentence.
Right.
And I got to spend a lot of time with him in the 80s. I had to think a minute. And, you know, he was great, really fun.
Now, was he doing presentations at your house?
We were working with him. He kind of selected people to work with him, and so he was teaching us Kung Fu, not because it was Kung Fu for itself, but Kung Fu as a way to raise our energy and get some energy going so that then we would be, you know, ready to really work with him on a higher level. So he actually came for dinner to my house, but then he went off into another dimension, and we happened to be going to Israel to teach acupuncture, and we returned, but he didn't. And then we did listen. Then he was sort of reincarnated in a different way in the 90s, and we went to hear him speak quite a few times, and so it was great. And I'd also known him in the 70s as sort of a different period of his in my life.
Yeah.
But anyways, this some practical things to do in the year, in the new year, I think we do need to be fortified. Besides fortifying our mental and emotional, which I say, as I say, is 80%, we do need to be ready with our immune system. And I know that in the last time we spoke, I did talk about a few things that act as good insurance policies, a few products that are available. The homeopathic formulas, there's many different brands, and I happen to love a company called Longevity, where they have something called cold and flu. Now, granted, if you go to a homeopath, he might spend an hour and then customize a particular remedy just for you. But luckily, after hundreds of years, they've been able to make some combinations that are sort of good for everybody. And so if you don't have, you know, a few hundred dollars to go spend on your own visit, this is a product that's $10, you know, that's, you know, very inexpensive, but that is like ready there, so then when you start to just feel a few symptoms coming on, you can take it and knock it out. So you don't get the sore throat, or you don't get the swollen glands, or, you know, so, or as soon as you're starting to, you can do that. So that's just one example, for instance.
Kathleen, tell me, does it knock the flu out or knock the symptoms out? There was that one product that I took, Acilla something, that I know took the symptoms out very dramatically.
Yes. Well, it's supposed to nip it in the bud. In other words, homeopathy isn't just going for symptoms, even though people will follow symptoms and use symptoms as a signal or as a directive, but it's not just going to knock out symptoms. It always goes deep. That's the beauty of homeopathy, because it's based on finer energies. It's always using a substance that's like 1/100th of a molecule of it. So you're just getting the energy packet. You're not getting the actual physical substance. Often it will do the opposite of what it would do as a physical substance. In other words, for arsenic, you know, arsenic is a poison. Arsenicum is a fabulous formula, and it almost treats exactly what arsenic would cause. Or ipecacuanha is a plant. It's called ipecacuanha. It means the plant that grows on the side of the road that makes you throw up. So if you go in to buy ipecac syrup at your local pharmacy, it'll induce vomiting. In case you took something that was poisonous and you need to throw up, you would take ipecac syrup. But when you take ipecac homeopathically, it stops vomiting. So it does just the opposite. So those are examples where, you know, when you take something that's 1/100th of it, it's sort of like it was the basis for vaccinations in inoculations. It's how we developed vaccinations was from this idea of homeopathy, that taking a little teeny molecule will eradicate the problems that the actual stuff would cause.
Now, let me just make sure. You should take a notepad out, because you should write this stuff down. You can actually take that one product. It's a longevity product. What's the name of it again?
The Longevity is the company, and this particular formula is called Cold and Flu. I mean, they have a product for all kinds of menstrual or menopausal symptoms, every kind of typical problem that females have. There's a women's remedy. There's a arthritis remedy, et cetera, different kinds of things like that. There's one called Be Energized for people that are just dragging and they need a little more energy. But it's nothing to do with caffeine. It's much more basic to the molecules of the body.
Now you have these products,
yes.
I can't believe that cold and flu is only $10.
Yeah. Well, homeopathy is very cheap. That's why it couldn't make it in our country. In fact, the AMA was organized to fight homeopathy, because homeopathy was inexpensive, effective, but not, you know, you didn't see the physical stuff as much. It was tiny, and so they just knocked it off the playing field, and they suddenly decided that before that, doctors could either become a doctor by mentoring, you know, with a doctor, or they could go to medical school. Well, after that, they had to go to medical school, and they could only use analgesic, the word for non-homeopathic medicine, I forget. But anyways, they had to use that kind of general medicine. They could no longer use homeopathy. Now, you go to Europe, and everyone uses homeopathy. Every pharmacy carries a line of homeopathic, you know, many lines of homeopathic. And the royal family uses homeopathy, and it's very, very much used in Mexico and South America and India. It's only our country that's very slow with these things because we're all about money, and there was no money in homeopathy. It's very cheap,
right.
Very inexpensive.
Hey, since you're really good at homeopathy, let me just call out some names of things, and let me know if you have seen success with homeopathy with this particular problem. That way, if somebody has this problem, they can call you, and you have these products, so they can get them, and they're cheap. So let's say arthritis.
Arthritis, yes. Well, Roustox is the name of a remedy. It's actually homeopathic poison ivy. You know? And it's very, very good for arthritis. It's good for other things as well, including skin disorders. But it's particularly good for arthritis. Now, I also like to use acupuncture on arthritis and herbs. But there's a homeopathic level, which is very much based on the energy. And acupuncture is obviously very much based on the energy. And then the herbs are more based on the chemistry and the heat and other things in the body. So, you know, all these things would help arthritis quite a bit. And I have good arthritis.
Oh, you have a good response. Okay.
Yeah.
How about life-threatening things like cancer or hepatitis. Is there homeopathic stuff that works or helps that?
There probably is. I don't tackle those things with homeopathy. I do tackle them with herbs, but I'm sure there are homeopathic remedies for that too. You know, because I'm using all these various remedies. When it gets too heavy like that, I might not know, not off the top of my head. But lately I've been working with Alzheimer's patients and MS patients and getting very good results with those things.
Mm-hmm. With homeopathics? I mean, it's okay with drugs, too. Things that are readily available, that are inexpensive.
I have an herbal remedy. I have a company that it's not my company, but it's a company I'm currently liking. I've gone through many, many different companies, and they're all wonderful. But my favorite right now is called Evergreen Herbs. It's not available to the public directly, but they have something called neural support, which is really good for neuropathy and Alzheimer's and MS, and it really helps the neural pathways on a deep level. So that's a pretty deep act thing, you know, to deal with neuropathy where you can't feel your feet or Alzheimer's or MS.
You know what? I have a person in our group that has really a problem with neuropathy. They're in bed all the time. Have you had success with this?
I've had very good success with this product, but also with acupuncture, and then particularly with my PEMF machine, my pulsed electromagnetic field stimulator. And sometimes when I'm giving a lecture, I'll just let people try it while I'm speaking, and it's like 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And I had several people who could suddenly feel their feet, feel the floor for the first time with just 3 to 5 minutes. Now, usually it takes a series of treatments. But each time, it seems people get better with their feet. And I've had at least 3 times where just one treatment, and they felt their feet. You know, they felt the floor. And it was like almost like it was done, you know, for this one treatment.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to make sure some people call you and get that product. Okay.
Okay.
Because I know people that have that problem. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. I could keep talking, but I said that I was going to let you guys ask questions, and some of you that have health problems, don't be afraid. This is a chance to get a free consultation and recommendation. And it sounds like it's fairly inexpensive to try it. So if you want to call BBS, you can call BBS and just tell them to break in You know, normally we don't take calls from BBS because we're doing channelings and we can't handle it. But in today's call, you can call in. The number is for calling 888-429-5471. But let's just start out with the people that are on the conference line. And if you want to come in and say something, be star six, and that will unmute you. And who's making all that noise in the background? Is that you, Kathleen?
It might be me. I'm moving out of the kitchen. I just had to go there for a second. Someone was rattling dishes.
Okay. Hello. Okay. Who is that? Who's on the line?
Hello.
That was Eros. So, anyway.
Wait a second. Somebody's there. One question. Dharmananda. Okay, Dharmananda, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had acupuncture treatments and taking a meridian circulation product by Con Herbs for my arthritis.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't really help my scoliosis or my sciatica. Do you know what to do about that?
Because I know the company, and so bravo. I'm so glad that you're trying that and sticking with it and seeing results. That's fantastic. I mean, just to know that these out there, there's many good companies and that they have products that can really help rebuild the joints and break up some of the inflammation. It's incredible. I mean, this company has back support acute, back support chronic, neck and shoulders, you know. So, I mean, they can even focus on certain parts of the body, which is, you know, ingenious. But a lot of times it'll just be for arthritis, period. And, you know, it's just wonderful when you see it work.
That's the evergreen product?
Pardon?
That is the evergreen product you're talking about?
Well, yes, I was just talking about the evergreen product, but this gentleman was talking about the Con line of products, and so I'm glad to hear him report that there are things out there that people don't have to just take NSAIDs and take lots of, you know, ibuprofen or Aleve, and that creates side effects, whereas there are these companies that have good formulas. The Chinese have been putting them together for 4,000 years and improving them along the way. So there's lots of reasons to do that. Now, if you can get a combination of having acupuncture and the herb, I believe that, you know, it's greater than the sum of the parts, because it's good to work the joint, get some deep tissue work, and get some puncture and some heat. Often the moxibustion is very, very useful for that.
A couple of years ago, I went to a chiropractor. He said I couldn't adjust you for your scoliosis because I might break your bones. Because at that time I had a diagnosis with osteoporosis. So I don't know what to do about this. And that, if you have any suggestions for that, I'd like to know.
For scoliosis, definitely deep tissue work is good to break up the knots, because after all, with enough decades, your muscles kind of get all twisted. You know, the bones pull the muscles out of alignment, and the muscles are trying to hold you up. So it's good to get some deep tissue work, but also moxibustion and acupuncture, and then, you know, as I said, herbal formulas would be very good for that.
Okay. All right.
But I can understand if the chiropractor is a little hesitant to adjust you, because, you know, that tissue can be fragile, and it's important. It's also important to really use good water. I've just started using a company. I have no connections to it at all, but it's called Adia Clarity, and it's a system where you have to add something to the water every day. But it seems to be, you know, they're saying that if your water is good, if your water is really strong, then it won't pull you won't be pulling the minerals out of your bones, and you'll be able to keep strong bones. So that seems to be an important feature.
Yeah, I know. I know that vibrating your water with certain frequencies will also make it better, because it restructures the water, so it you know, it binds better or something in your system, into yourself.
Mm-hmm. Let me give someone else a chance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask a question. Thank you. Okay. anyone else.
Hello?
We're
here.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll give it a
shot. I'm here. Any other questions?
Yes, actually. Yeah. I will contact you directly on this, but I'm dealing with a degenerative disc condition in cervical disc condition. And there's a way to tell the body to build it back up again if it's been, you know, deteriorating all these years, and should be a way to switch it. I have been getting acupuncture and chiropractic. I seem to be in a plateau. I've had friends come up with laser therapy, cold laser. And I'm curious what your opinion is on that.
I haven't seen the results with the laser as powerful as with my PEMF machine. I had three lasers for a while there, and I really liked them, but it just wasn't quite as effective, I have to say. And then they were stolen out of my suitcase, so now I have to replace them. But I used them, you know, for a dog for paralysis, for instance, and the PMF just really turned this dog around, who was completely paralyzed in his hind legs, in six treatments. And I just didn't see the laser as being as effective as the PMF. Electromagnetic.
That was experience in a 3-hour presentation when I was actually able to sit with one. As a matter of fact, I think what it did, it loosened up enough toxins in my body that I was pretty sick the next day.
Interesting.
That's what attributed to. But
And you're saying that was laser?
Pardon? That was a cold laser, yes. So it was a gentleman, I don't recall his name, it was Paul something. He has a website, I Love My Laser, and they're charging around $6,000 for these things, which I understand is actually cheap. Surprise. I am with...
I would pursue that. I would just, you know, try it some more then, because it sounds like, you know, you did see some results, so that's important.
Well, I recognize that feeling sick afterwards and is that their toxins being broken up.
That's not a bad
special
sign.
I've had serious and been sick as a dog for a week, and I was happy about it. I thought that, you know, that meant
that's
something.
Cute.
So, I mean, I can hold the phone up to my neck if that'll help.
Michael?
Yes.
You know, you're close enough to drive up.
And I will contact Kathleen about it. I just was with my usual sick sense of humor.
That machine that Kathleen was talking about,
the BEMF.
She didn't explain what it was. And this is a hard one because it's a very expensive machine. Not that many people have it. But it's this round coil that goes around your body, and it has a super high pulse of electricity that goes through it, I guess at a certain frequency, which creates a very intense magnetic field that when that pulse goes through it, the magnetic field pulses your body where the thing is. And so it moves things on a very deep level. I'm explaining it because when I was in LA last time, Kathleen used that on my leg, okay? And was that a good explanation of it, Kathleen?
Yes, and I can add to that a little bit, Wynn. It helps clean up cell membrane, which is the brain of the cell. And the cell membrane gets caramelized with sugars and proteins so that we get crusty, literally, as we get older. Things are just not getting in. Things are not coming out. We're stuck. Whereas a younger person, all those fluids, and everything's fluid in our body, the blood, the lymph, the nerve, even the nerves, the endocrine system, all this stuff is flowing in and out. But as we get older, suddenly it's not flowing. And that's when we get dried out, and we look dried out. We are inside, we're dried out. You know, we see a big deep crease down the tongue. We're so dried out. So this kind of gets the body supple again, gets the cells supple so things can get in and out.
And the first thing that you notice is the inflammation goes down, because that's the first fluid that seems to move. That's why there's very quick pain relief in many cases, not every single case, but often that's the first thing you notice is there's less, your knee doesn't feel so jammed, your shoulder doesn't feel jammed and tight and constricted. It suddenly feels open, like there's movement, feels lighter, is what people usually report. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyone else? Michael, thank you. And anyone else have a question for Dr. Kathleen?
I have a question.
Wait a second.
Yes?
We have two people there. We have a woman and a man. Let's have the woman first.
The ladies first.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if you know what I can do for neuropathy in my feet.
Well, we just spoke about that a little while ago. I have this machine, but I don't know where you're located.
I'm in Michigan.
Yes. Well, I can try to find out who in Michigan has one of these machines, because it is just phenomenal for neuropathy. I mean, it just kind of opens up the cells and makes them new again so that they can accept blood and they can accept nerves so they can accept, because sometimes there'll be numbness and pain. Now, how do you figure that? How can you have numbness and pain? How nasty, dirty trick that is. But I know
I only have the pain if I walk on them.
Well,
if I don't walk on them, I have pain.
That's just dandy.
Just numb.
Yeah, what are they for? So
exactly.
I would certainly recommend acupuncture. If you can find an acupuncturist that does not just needles, because you don't want needles in the bottom of your feet anyways, not that it's necessarily necessary, but get some acupuncture, but get someone that also does deep tissue work as well. Because you want to get the nerves right from your waistline down to your feet. You know, the whole nervous line goes from the spine all the way down the legs, and you want to just regenerate that whole flow of nerve action.
Right.
But certainly around the ankles and the feet and the calves, try to really open up the channels.
It
so it'll feel good while you're getting the massage. Hopefully
it
they won't
be
to too...
Be working up my legs. Is that common?
Yes. Yes, it's important to work on the legs. You're getting some acupuncture?
No. It seems that the numbness of pain seems to be going up my legs, and I'm waking up in the middle of the night with my hands going to sleep now, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has a lot to do with inflammation. So you need a lot of antioxidants. You need to somehow turn this inflammatory cascade around so that you're not getting this going down the legs and you know, what is your diet like? Nowadays they talk about an antioxidant diet, anti-inflammatory diet, where you cut out, you know, a lot of the red meat, and you cut out sugar, and you cut out the gluten, and
I guess so.
Yeah, that's tough, but it's one direction to go.
Yeah, I think that's what it's calling for.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's Jeffrey, using, no.
Kathleen, what was the homeopathic you mentioned for neuropathy, or the herb?
For neuropathy, well, I had said Ruth talks for arthritis. For neuropathy, I would say Hypericum. That's for pain in the extremities, for the fingertips and toes. But I'm sure there are other ones as well. I don't have them at the top of my. I've been using an herbal remedy called NeuroPlus. And that's a really good formula for neuropathy. And there's also another one called...
What do you use for anti-inflammatory?
A combination of things. I have some remedies definitely for general inflammation in general.
Okay.
How about niacin? Do you have experience with niacin at all?
Yeah. Niacin's a wonderful thing. You know, even if you get the flush, it's still... You know, very, very good to help, you know, get, and it certainly helps the periphery of the body, getting things kind of really flowing.
Now, I can't take that if I'm taking a blood pressure pill, though.
Oh, so you're taking blood pressure as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly important then to do that breathing that I told you about, because then if you can, well, I didn't really describe it today yet, but breathing really, really forcefully in the morning so you're like blowing out all the worries and all the concerns and all the resentments, and you're blowing it out, really blowing, like, you know, really pursing your lips and tightening up your whole tummy so that you're blowing off all that stuff. And when you do that, you're spreading out any of the tension that collects in the middle of the body, spreading it out to the periphery, where now it's no longer tension, it's energy. So then you've balanced out some of that pressure that we see as blood pressure. And just deliberately thinking that thought that, hey, pressure, I want you, but I want you in my abdomen. I want you in my low back where I can have power, where my power base is, my pilot light, my power pack. I want that pressure. I don't want it in my blood vessels. I want it down in my abdomen where I can breathe deeply and feel that this is my power base so that I'm not wasting that pressure, but I'm putting it to good use. We don't want the pressure in our blood vessels pushing us.
Right.
And, you know, we want, but just to what's the word I want to say?
Reroute.
You know,
reroute
some of that energy. So we're using it, but we're using it in a good way instead of a bad way.
Right.
And calming yourself down every day, whether if you're a religious person or spiritual person, then you're just incorporating the deep breathing into whatever it is that you already do. If you pray, you pray with your breath.
Do meditation.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation, and so that you're meditating with your whole body, with all the brains of your body, and not just the big brain. So that everyone, and you're inviting all the communities, you know, your knee community, your liver community, your feet communities, all these communities of intelligent entities. Every cell has an intelligence. So you're suddenly recognizing the intelligence of these little parts of your body that you just took for granted as being just something to get you around. When you take them seriously and communicate with them, then they learn, they remember what it's like to not be under pressure, to not be pumping blood extra hard because you need it. You know, they all calm down, and you just, you know, stay with that and don't feel foolish, but on the contrary, feel like, my God, I've finally woke up to the intelligence of my body.
Yeah.
I just have to get with it and support it and acknowledge it and thank it for being so intelligent.
Thank you very much.
And then take your blood pressure and see if it's different.
Yeah. And
right.
It probably will be, too.
Yeah, it probably will
be. Do we have another question?
Oh, this is Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering, how can we locally find where a PEFS or a reputable, maybe Chinese medical person, is there any kind of a certificate we should look for or anything, or what? How do we know if somebody's any good?
Yeah, PEMF is pulsed electromagnetic field is what PEMF stands for. I know there are different brands that might have a totally different name, but if they're an electromagnetic field stimulator, some of them take hours to use instead of minutes. I've seen, like on Dr. Oz, they had a segment where they were really promoting it, but it was something that you had to sit in for a good hour and a half or something like that, whereas for me, you never go past 30 minutes. It's usually 15, 20 minutes on that particular machine, even though I might spend an hour with the person. In total, I don't use the machine too much because it's pretty strong. We don't want to overdo it. But so how to know that? That is a tough thing for me to answer. I could get back to Wynn on a subsequent show that he could share, or you could call me. I could ask my colleague who manufactures these machines to see who does he have in Michigan, you know? Who does he have in some of the other states? He sells them in Dubai. He'll sell them. He sold them to one sheik who bought five of them for his racehorses. You know,
uh-huh.
He had racehorses all over the planet, so he needed several. But I can try to find that information out for you.
Okay.
And get back to you, or you could.
Carlos Castaneda, I think it was the last book that maybe had his name on. I think it was actually written by one of the students. It's about physical movements and breathing. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes. Well, I know his very last book, and I know that he was teaching a lot of things. He called it synchronicity or something. I forget now. But
do you know if that was, did that work? Or, I mean, do you have any experience with that?
Didn't follow his final things that he was doing, but I did a lot of bodily work. But I would trust anything that he shared. I think it's, you know, it was all based on good ideas, and you know, I don't think there'd be any problem with trying out some of the things that was passed on, even through his followers.
And one more quick thing. Do you know if there's, I was reading on a website about some other kind of a 9-volt powered electric kind of frequency stimulator. Do you know if any of those less expensive devices can have the same kind of effects as the PEFS? Do you know anything
PEMF,
about that?
No. I think that they're good and they can be helpful, but they're not really on the same par. They're more for immediate pain relief, but they don't really heal as much. I think this has more of a capacity to actually heal. And in like the TENS units that I used to use, I'd attach them to the needles. It was only electric. It wasn't electromagnetic.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't ask exactly how they interface, but I've been taught how it is, and I can't remember to actually share it again. But it's just another level. It's a little bit closer to the actual human electricity. In other words, ours is much more advanced than just the electrical circuitry in the walls of our houses. It's much more of a bioelectricity. So the PMF machine comes closer to reinstating that correct bioenergy in our body.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you, Dan, for your question. Anyone else have a question?
If somebody has the flu and is down in bed with the flu, would it still do any help to give them the homeopathic?
Yes. Yes, I think it could still help. You know, it might just quicken the recovery. It's not going to just knock it out. When it's full force like that, full blown, it's hard to just turn it around on the spot, but it could help quicken up the recovery so that instead of a week, it could be 3 days, or instead of 2 weeks, it could be a week, whatever. It could make it a lot faster.
You think it would work on a serious thing like Ebola? You probably don't have any experience.
It might not. You know, I just can't answer that. I don't really know.
Okay. But for $10, it's good to have it around your house because if you start to get the flu symptoms, by the time you order it and get it, you probably missed your best opportunity to knock it out, right?
That's right. And I always tell people when they do start to get a sore throat, to start massaging their neck. You know, all those glands are like vacuum cleaners that need the bag changed. They're working so hard to keep cleaning you, and they get so jammed with all that junk that then they can't function. And when you rub the gland, it's swollen and it's a little sore. So that means that you've got to help pump that stuff out. So by rubbing the gland, not making it hurt a whole lot more, but just kind of rubbing around the throat and the larynx and the glands in the front and the back, that can help so that the glands can do their job.
Mm-hmm. Can I just add, a sore throat, you can do the yoga, the pose of the lion works very well.
Uh-huh. That's a good suggestion.
Okay.
So what is the name of the one for the flu?
Cold and flu. It's the company is called Longevity. So if you wrote to me at Dr. Kathleen R. at Brain Body Bliss, I could, you could tell me what it is that you'd like, and I could send it to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And also, you have that thing that stops people from throwing up, right?
Yes, the Ipecac, homeopathic CAC. Hopefully, not too many people need that, but it's good to have around. Evergreen also happens to have a natural antibiotic, which I think is a marvelous product, because we just can't take too many more antibiotics. They're just becoming, we're developing a tolerance, and the antibiotics just aren't as effective anymore. So this natural antibiotic, in some cases, can just do the trick. Now, sometimes we need full-on antibiotics, but a lot of times we could do without it. And so, and then it doesn't wreak havoc intestines, which often happens when people just, their poor intestines are just, hurt from so many antibiotics.
The antibiotics get rid of all the good bacteria that's in your
intestines,
correct. Right?
This is a natural antibiotic. It goes a little bit deeper. It's not just bandaging the product, you know, the problem, but just really goes to uncover what's happening underneath. I had one woman who had a 12-year-long sinus infection, and she'd had many rounds of antibiotics, and it would just always come back. And I used this and another product specifically for the nose, you know, sinus issues, and together it knocked them out, and suddenly she calls me up and says, I can smell again, I can taste again. She was so thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one.
Listen, let me make sure. We're going to get cut off on BBS, and I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you and knows your website. Brain Body Bliss, brainbodybliss.com, right?
Yes, that's right. And then the email is drkathleenr@brainbodybliss.com.
drkathleenr@brainbodybliss. And on the email I sent out, .com, we had a three-hour workshop with Dr. Kathleen after the last time she was on, where she went on to many protocols for many different problems. And you can get it on a donation basis for anywhere between $4 and $25. So no one has to be denied the knowledge of all this. And we had a special for the people that listened to her for 3 hours and felt a good connection. They can get a consultation with her for $25, which is one big bargain for going to a health professional with the kind of experience and credentials that Kathleen has. And I think we got to cut it now because we're 2 minutes over. So anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
Well, I just think the important thing is to enjoy being on the planet, and that will take care of 75% of all your aches and pains if you change that around. We're all been raised to be worry warts, to be concerned about something at every moment of the day, and we can just take a breath and say, the more I can center myself, I will be helping the planet. I will help the planet heal, help our leaders come to their senses. If I can just be centered and enjoy my life, no matter what else is going on around me.
Fantastic. Great advice. It's what we talk about all the time. And I thank you so much for taking your time and being with us tonight. And I thank everyone who has questions.
Thank you for this.
And I thank
Very good, Wynn.
We can say goodbye to BBS. If someone has a burning question, we can take it now.